All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, your daily dose of real talk about setting those limits and owning your energy. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's be honest, sometimes life feels like a constant game of yes. And while being helpful is totally cool, ever feel like you're saying yes so much that you're running on fumes? Like, you're nodding along in agreement while secretly screaming no inside? Yeah, me too. That's why today, we're diving into the power of saying no without that pesky guilt trip holding you back. We've all been there, that friend who needs a last-minute favor, that coworker asking for another project deadline extension, even those family members who seem to think your time is basically their own personal bottomless well. Saying yes feels good in the moment, right? Like we're being kind, agreeable, helpful human beings. But if you keep saying yes to everything, eventually, it starts feeling like you're drowning in a sea of obligations. You start feeling drained, resentful, and that inner voice of yours is screaming for a break. And let's be real, that's not exactly setting the stage for a happy, healthy life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of saying no without the guilt. 1. It's okay to prioritize yourself. Think about it this way. You wouldn't pour fuel into a car that's already running on empty, right? You need to prioritize your own well-being first and foremost. Saying yes to everything can leave you feeling depleted and exhausted. Saying no sometimes allows you to recharge, refocus, and come back stronger. 2. Practice makes perfect. Saying no doesn't always come naturally, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. But the more you practice, the easier it gets. Start small with those less important requests. Maybe decline an invitation to a party you really don't feel up to attending, or politely tell someone you can't help them out with that task right now. Remember, every no you say is a step towards building your confidence and setting healthy boundaries. 3. Offer alternatives. You don't have to be a doormat just because you're saying no. Instead of simply saying no, try offering an alternative. Maybe you can suggest another time that works for you, or offer a different way to help. For example, if someone asks you to babysit on a night when you're already busy, maybe you can offer to help out with something else the next day. 4. It's not personal. Seriously, it's not always about you. Sometimes people just need to learn to take no for an answer. Don't feel like you need to justify your decision or apologize profusely. A simple and clear no, thank you, is usually all that's needed. 5. Embrace the power of silence. Ever feel pressured to respond immediately? Take a moment to gather your thoughts before saying anything. Sometimes silence is golden. It allows you to process the request, decide what feels right for you, and formulate a response that feels authentic and comfortable. Think about that time when you were asked to do something that felt overwhelming or simply wasn't a priority. Maybe it was a coworker asking you to take on another project, or a friend wanting you to join them on a last-minute trip. How did you handle it? Did you say yes, even though you felt drained? Or did you finally stand up for yourself and politely decline? It's okay if you caved, we all have those moments. But now that you've heard these tips, think about how saying no next time might feel. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. You deserve to protect your time, energy, and well-being. Saying no allows you to show up fully in the areas that truly matter. So go out there, own your choices, and remember, you've got this. Remember those key takeaways. Prioritize yourself, practice saying no, offer alternatives, don't over-justify it, and embrace the power of silence. These are tools you can use every day to create a life that feels more aligned with your values and goals. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. What's one situation where you're ready to start saying no without feeling guilty? Let me know in the comments below. We're all in this together, building a world where healthy boundaries are the norm, not the exception. And until next time, keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.